This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV talking Super Bowl. And joining us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. It's our pal Mike Jones, who's still in New Orleans.
Mike,
how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Well, we were talking about the Super Bowl. Obviously, the game got out of hand early. Kansas City didn't even score a point in the first half. Nobody would have predicted that. And then, you know, what I would like to dive into with you is the Commanders obviously made it to the NFC Championship game, which was a surprise. Eagles win the Super Bowl. What's it going to take for the Commanders to get into that level, into that stratosphere?
I think that it's going to take them continuing to upgrade their offensive line and their defensive line, because really that's where this game last night was won. The Chiefs had had offensive line issues and had been kind of like piecing this thing together, kind of patchworking it together all year long, but they were able to do things creatively to out-scheme defenses, and then you have Patrick Mahomes' his ability to kind of mask things. But when they ran up against a team that has, just the top flight level of talent in the trenches on defense, they really had no chance. I mean, the Eagles came out there and like, we're going to punch you in the face, and then we're going to, we're not going to get cute with anything. We're just coming at you. They didn't even blitz. I think they blitzed twice. They were getting home with just the guys they have up front, and that really was the difference maker. So Washington has got to be able to, upgrade their offensive line so they can protect Jaden Daniels, because as we saw, Mahomes was basically running for his life. Sometimes he had just barely gotten the ball and there were guys in his face. And then they need real game wreckers in their defensive front to be able to come after quarterbacks and have the type of impact that we saw. And it's been a multi-year process for the Eagles as they invest in really build that defensive front. But they always invest in the trenches, and that's what we saw was the result of that work last night.
And, Mike, you pair that talent with Vic Fangio as the defensive coordinator, who – flamed out as a head coach, but that dude's like a superstar as a defensive coordinator. He basically is the maestro of everything you saw last night.
Yeah, I mean, if you could have given him an MVP, he would probably have been it. They have a good defensive mind in Dan Quinn, but Vic Fangio, like you said, he's a superstar. You know, not everybody is cut out to be a head coach. Sometimes you can't really devote as much attention to your specialty when you are the head coach. You have to be in charge of everything. And some guys, you know, when you give them the opportunity just to lock in on the one thing, like Vic is running the defense, that's where he's really excelling.
How about the performance of Josh Sweat, man? He was unblockable. You know, he was just kind of pushing that left tackle back 10 feet. He was incredible. I think he's a free agent, too. So
yeah, after, he's
going to make some money in the offseason based on that performance.
Yeah, for sure. And look, they had Joe Tooney, who is actually their left guard.
Right.
They kicked him out to play, you know, left tackle because, you know, they weren't getting the job done there. So, you know, it's unfortunate for them that they, and because the interior was struggling, and Tooney was just getting shoved right back into Mahomes. They definitely, as it was, you know, clear they need to go find a quality left tackle option. And because, yeah, like you said, Josh Sweat was just, he was just doing whatever he wanted to do. And it wasn't because of stunts and games and things like that. No, he was just coming right at you and getting home.
So last week we spent some time talking about Myles Garrett, who wants a trade. What are you hearing? Is that likely to happen, or do you think he ends up staying in Cleveland?
Yeah, I mean, it's still really early, but from some of the people I checked in with, they kind of think that the Browns will probably wind up winning the stare down. It all really just depends on how far his agent is willing to go, you know, instruct him to go to make things uncomfortable to force his way out of there. But if the Browns, I mean, like, you know, they've made a really bad misstep with the Deshaun Watson deal, but they have a quality defense. We saw them, you know, they were made it to the playoffs with Joe Flacco at quarterback. They don't want to just totally reset now. They probably, if they could get you know, a couple first-round picks or, you know, a couple premium picks, maybe that's the kind of reset that they need to go along with the high pick they already have. But right now, people think that they'll wind up working this thing out.
And you know what? Props to Howie Roseman, who just put together an incredible roster, not just based on the free agents that they went out and got and trades, but, man, the first-round picks on the offensive line and the defensive line, they've pretty much all hit. You know what I mean? I mean, think about it. Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, all first-round picks in the span of 2 years. And then, obviously,
Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper.
Yeah. Right. I mean, those guys, I mean, unbelievable job by their scouting and great job by Howie Roseman to pick all winners. I mean, it's rare when you see so many winners in the first round of a defense, right?
Yeah, no, exactly right. And, you know, they've just got stars at every level, you know, and at their along their defensive line, in the interior, on the edge, back in their secondary. Yeah, like you said, props to them in their scouting department, because not all those guys are like top 10 picks. Jalen Carter was a high pick, but they know what kind of players that they want for their system. They did a great job evaluating guys and finding them and know how to use them. And, you know, that work has paid off. And you also mentioned, you know, on the offensive line, they have so much depth on that offensive line. You know, the NFC Championship game, they had a backup center playing, and, you know, they were just as effective, because – you know, they've drafted All-American guys on offense, on defense, and it really is the foundation of their team.
Hmm. So where does this leave the Chiefs in their dynasty? Who are there any obvious, like, big-name guys that are out? What are they thinking with Kelce? What is your best guess with him?
Nobody knows. Kelce only, like, talked for a tiny bit in the locker room, didn't come to the podium, kept it very short, I think because he didn't want to answer any questions about his future because he's undecided right now. But even if he does come back, this was We've seen him decline. This year was career low numbers in receiving yards, catches, and touchdowns. Last night, you know, he finished with 4 catches for 39 yards, but 2 of those catches in the fourth quarter were in garbage time. So really, basically, he had, 2 catches for, 20 yards. And that is the lowest that he's had since, I think, 2019 in the postseason. And that's normally when he comes alive. But you can see the quickness, the explosiveness. It's just not there anymore. So even if he does come back, they still have to get another quality option at tight end. But more importantly, you know, they need, help a difference maker at running back, but they need help along their offensive line. They need a left tackle. They could probably use a right tackle as well. That's where they're going to have to invest. And that's kind of hard to do all in one off season. Obviously, they have, some young guys like Xavier Worthy and Rashee Rice, who's going to be coming off of injury, but they don't have a young, explosive, big target wide receiver. Juju Smith-Schuster and DeAndre Hopkins are way past their prime, as we saw. So obviously, they have Patrick Mahomes and they have Andy Reid. And they've got, quality, players on multiple levels of their defense, but they really need to invest in their offense. We don't know. Remember the Patriots, they had those 3 Super Bowl appearances, and then it was like a 10-year drought before they got back to it. So, I'm not saying that their dynasty is over, but is going to have to take some transformation, some rebuilding along the offensive line, and get some more help for Patrick Mahomes.
Mike, you're in New Orleans. What was your highlight in New Orleans? What did we miss?
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What did you miss? Just lots of good food. There's this jazz club called the Spotted Cat over on Frenchman Street that has just fantastic live bands. I stayed away from Bourbon Street. I went there, what was this, Wednesday night, and it was kind of dead. But then as the week picked up, they say that it just was absolutely mobbed. So I stayed away from there, but just found some good food, found some good music. It was a good time. New Orleans knows how to, this place, is built to host a big event like the Super Bowl.
What time did you get to bed last night?
It was, I think, like 2:30. I was walking back into my room after, you know, because the game takes forever. Then it takes an hour for, you know, teams to come out to talk and then write. Yeah, so I think it was about 2:30.
Well, thank you for joining us on Limited Sleep.
Props,
we appreciate it.
Hey, real quick before we let you go, when you were talking to other people in the media, did anybody kind of predict this? I mean, 40-6 at one point.
I
thought the Eagles would win, but I thought it would be a tight game for most of the way.
Yeah, you know, the talk was mostly like, okay, if obviously the Chiefs are going to sell out to stop Saquon and make Jalen Hurts beat them with his arm. They thought maybe the defense could give them some trouble. And if all those things happened, maybe they could win by a touchdown or two. But if it was close, then Mahomes is going to get the win. Mm-hmm. Everybody at halftime was just like, you're walking around then, was just like, wow, what is going on? I mean, they had one first down.
Right.
So nobody thought that it was going to be this level of dominance, maybe a touchdown or so. But this thing, it was 34-0 before the Chiefs ever crossed, you know, the 50-yard line.
That's nuts.
All right, Mike, get some rest, safe travels, and we'll talk to you as we get ready for the draft.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, thanks, guys. Thanks,
appreciate
have a good
it.
One.
Yep, thanks, Mike.
It's Mike Jones from The Athletic. Got Will Dawkins, the Wizards GM, joining us at 9. Will Brinson from CBS Sports, as we'll talk a little more Super Bowl, coming up at 9:25. But let me tell you about Main Street Bank. Bank local, cheer local. In business, every day is game day. Business is always moving, up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.